Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1479, recorded Thursday, July 31st, 2014. Mr. Onions, don't cry. This episode of the GizWiz is brought to you by NatureBox. Order great-tasting, healthy snacks delivered right to your door. Forget the vending machine and get in shape with healthy, delicious treats like cranberry macaroon granola. To get 50% off your first box, go to naturebox.com/twit. That's naturebox.com/twit.
And now, get ready for Dick!
On this episode of the GizWiz, we got something to make you toasty and something to cool you down. Coming up next.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG Chad.
Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease. Under pathology. Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now, hello and welcome to the GizWiz with your wonderful host, Dickie DiBartolo. How are you doing?
I'm doing super on our new Thursday night.
Ooh, everything's different.
I know, it's very different.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot. I actually was halfway through the show yesterday thinking, God, I don't know if Chad's angry at me, but he's not
really
responding
quiet
at all.
Yeah.
And
man,
then
these
I realized,
jokes are just flying flat.
I realized my camera wasn't on. So anyway, I looked at the schedule and I said, all right, it's our first Thursday night.
First Thursday, yeah. It's been interesting because normally we have to compete with a staff meeting and I'm trying to get everything set up. And right after this is Ham Nation, so I'm really worrying about that. But we only have this week in computer hardware after us and those guys are a little
and we
bit
don't
more laid back.
Yeah, laid back. What are
they're
you kidding?
Fine. They're
they already
fine.
Got an email saying, you know, go late, would you? Because we're still eating dinner.
much easier, yeah. So if you want to watch the show live, check us out on Thursday now instead of Wednesday. But what have you been up to this last week?
Well, you know, it's the middle of the summer, and my boat has been running slower and slower. So I took my boat over to Edgewater, New Jersey, and put it in dry dock.
Wow.
And, you know, are you a boater at all?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, barnacles are an enormous problem. And
it was barnacles that were slowing down your boat?
Yes. The cleaner the Hudson gets, the bigger the barnacles get. And they're mean. I mean, I reached under the boat to try and scrape one, and a barnacle took the steel putty knife out of my hand and hit me with it.
Oh, so, wow.
I know. So, I took a few pictures that I thought I'd show you sort of what the process is like. First, I'm going to show you what my boat looks like running.
There it is.
So that's the way my boat runs normally.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very fast boat, so I'll show you the speedometer in the next shot.
Oh.
2,241 miles an hour.
Wow. Jeez.
I don't know how in the world that ever happened.
That might be millimeters per hour.
Maybe. I was looking at it when the boat normally goes about 40, 41. And then one day I looked up and I thought, wow, we're in a time warp.
Jeez, you're going real fast. That's absurd.
Really fast. So I ran it over to Von Dolan's in Edgewater, and then you run it into a lift. So we can go to the next shot here. And it's called a travel lift, and they drop the straps down, and they lift it up, and you can see how so it's hauled up there. And then we can go to the next shot where we get to the close-up. This is when he started cleaning the bottom. But let's go to that shot you had up a minute ago. That's what the bottom is like.
And that'll really slow down the boat.
Kill it, because the water should be going off the hull absolutely smooth. And those barnacles and grass and everything else just totally wrecked the flow. And the problem is you're burning at 17 miles an hour if you're wide open. You're burning the same amount of gas that you would be doing at 41 miles an hour. because of all the drag.
Wow. And so, then now there's some like cracked paint and stuff like that. Does that get repaired as well, or does it not?
Yeah,
matter?
They're going to do. They have to do anti-fouling on it, and they're going to raise the anti-fouling line to cover where the paint has come off. So it's getting a whole makeover. It's
nice.
My boat's going to look 10 years younger when it comes out. Having a bow job. I'm having the bow reduced. So
you're getting a bow lift.
A bow lift.
And exactly. Some lipo. Kind of clear those barnacles away. Make you much
exactly.
younger.
Exactly.
Well, that's
exactly.
really interesting. And yeah. How often do you need to do that? Is it once a season?
You're supposed to do it once a season, but it's very expensive. So
yeah.
I try to get 2 years out of it and then do it the third year because it's like about $700 or $800.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anti-fouling paint, the less expensive, the most decent anti-fouling paint is $330 a gallon.
Whoa.
If you have a yacht and you want to go to this thing, I think it's called Intellux Micron, which is the Cadillac of anti-fouling paint. That's $550 a gallon. So,
wow, what do they put in it? Pure diamonds?
I do not know. I think it's a bunch of tiny little cops who hang on the bottom of the boat and say, away, away.
No, they have hard to get the nightsticks that tiny.
Exactly.
I understand,
Yes.
Interesting. And the unions makes it really difficult.
Yeah. So tomorrow I'll go pick it up, and hopefully it'll be spiffy fast.
That is really, really cool. Wow. I just I got my oil changed and smog check. Not nearly
you had your
as
smog
exciting.
Checked?
Yeah. Apparently,
are you low or you have enough smog?
I have the right amount of smog. Luckily. Okay. The government is happy with the amount of smog that I have. And that was like $120 just to, just change the oil, smog check. He did some other stuff. He changed air filters. Man, I have found the perfect mechanic, and I am so happy. It's so hard to find a mechanic that you trust, and I finally found one.
Yes, trust it. I know that.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Whole auto repair in Petaluma. The guy just is completely honest and completely cool. And it's just also really neat to go in once. I went in about half a year ago, and he says, probably going to want to think about switching out your tires. And then I came in this time, and he goes, you're probably going to want to think about switching out your tires. But you know what? You can save some money. You can do it in the winter. Like, and that wasn't with me twisting his leg. Like, I don't think I can afford it. He's just like, you can squeeze a little bit more out of your tires, but just know in the winter you really need to switch your tires. And I don't know. It was just that honesty that I'm just like, oh, I've never had that in a mechanic that I can basically just say, do whatever you need to do, because I really trust everything.
Joe Van Dolen is the same way. You know, I totally trust him. The problem is the hurricane pretty much demolished his business. So
yikes.
All his docks got washed out to sea. And so now he's just running a small repair area. But, I don't know if he can make it just doing that. And so Hurricane Sandy was really bad for people here in the Northeast.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well.
Anyway, moving on.
Enough with the mechanic talk.
Yes,
now
exactly.
Now on to the gadget talk.
gadget talk. All right. So when I was a kid, my mother bought something called a toast tight way before your time. It was invented, I believe, in 49 and sold through the 50s.
A toast tight?
And then a little background before I show you the video is that two sisters who lived in Chicago also remembered the toast tight. And they thought, let's look into the toast tight and see what's happening with it. And they found out that not only had the company gone out of business, but the patents had expired.
Wow. Okay, wait. Should we explain what this is?
Yeah.
Because
you'll see the, in the video what it is and does.
Good.
It's a way to make. Today we make paninis. Back in the 50s, we made toast tight sandwiches. And so we'll show you the video, and you'll get the whole story.
Okay.
Dick DeBartolo, the Mass Administrator in the Gizwiz. Welcome to Dick's Gadget
Wow,
Warehouse.
That's not even.
With the toast tight grill.
Is that like actually what they did the box, or were they trying to?
They redid the boxes.
A replica of the original 1949 Toast Tight Grill, but someone resurrected them.
Wow!
And they are for sale. You can buy them
that's
like
a fancy
Bed
hat
and Beyond.
Isn't that neat?
And I'm going to cook with one, as you can see by my special chef's hat. Now, when I was a kid, this came out in 1949 and sold all through the 50s. So, I guess like the mid, Madonna.
I was powering to make that joke.
So my mother bought one of these, and she used to smack me with it. And then I said, Ma, you can make pies with that.
You can make sandwiches out of that.
She said, oh, let's do that instead. And that's what we're going to do. And the company says that you make little mini pies that are browned on the outside, sealed around the edges. The filling doesn't drop out the back when you bite the front. The question is, when you bite the front, does the filling sneak out the back? Anyway, we're going to do it. So you can use butter. You can use Pam, WD-40. If you no WD-40. We're going to use Pam original, and you just give it a spritz. Okay. Then you get bread. You know, you need to get the biggest loaves of bread you can.
Yeah, this looks like
not in
large circles.
The biggest.
Yes,
slice
exactly.
Of bread.
Yeah.
So I just bought this, and what was it? Do you know where the label is?
Arnold Country Style
White. So it doesn't, it's probably not going to be leak proof because it doesn't, I already broke
stretch
it.
Stretch it out.
It's best if you can find circular
bread on aisle one. So it's not going to seal completely. So you, if you get like Wonder Bread, some of the other breads that are bigger than this.
But, or circular
I mean,
bread.
Going to make a pretty good sandwich.
They make circular bread?
No.
Okay, then we're going to
no,
put
they
a
don't.
Little mayo on each side of the bread. Spritz there, spritz there. And we just do it. Bum, 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 bum.
This
we're
going like
to make a good sandwich. There, that. And we're going to do turkey
like
and Swiss.
Thing.
So we're going to take a little...
We did turkey and Swiss, and we made it another one because we actually had them for dinner. And on the second one, I did mayo on one side, mustard on the other. So it was like a Dijon.
On the same side? All right, sorry.
So then you can put almost anything you have around...
50 years.
For the film. So I'm using...
Okay.
Shredded turkey.
Oh.
And Swiss.
Oh, okay. All right. You can see Dennis.
And this is kind of neat.
Close it over and lock it.
And there's a lock
and
on the back?
You know what? You don't even have to run a knife around it. Oh, look at that. It actually cut the bread. Whoa. Then a medium flame.
Now you throw
Rusty
this
Bones
under.
Says, Turkey and Swiss
and
sounds like a meeting at the UN.
On each side. So let me... Well, you know what? We're going to let it run, and I can edit this if it's too terrible.
So you do it on the stove.
And let me go to stove.
Or maybe perhaps a fire if you're camping.
A fire. They make a long-handled version if you're going to do it at campfires.
Got it.
We're going to do this for a minute. So I can tell you, Bed Bath & Beyond has it $30, $29.95. But they're cheaper on Amazon, and they're Amazon Prime.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's it's almost the end of July. Amazon seems to change the prices, like, daily. But when I checked today, like July 28th, I think, it was $24.66.
And the current price...
free shipping if you're an Amazon
Prime. It changed
Prime
again, right?
It's $23.79.
That's halfway through. Ladies and gentlemen... direct from the stove. Let's see. So now we did that side. So before we pop it out, let's... Oh,
pretty.
All right. I'm burning the hair.
Yes, that is Dennis in the mirror doing the video.
That looks pretty good.
The cheese melted through the turkey. It looks pretty good.
Pretty neat,
it?
Eh?
There you go. Toast tight.
You spoon.
From 1949, available again. I got mine at Zabar's. I think I paid $30 for it, $29.95. But best place right now, Amazon, $24.66. And we're going to stop and we're going to make a berry pie and we'll edit that in at the end so you can see what the berry pie looks like. Okay? Back in a very short time. The chef is back.
And it was really only 60 seconds?
Time.
Yeah, it's a minute on each side.
So now we're
and this is my berry pie.
With the blueberry pie.
And it's also white bread.
I used cum stock filling, you know, you can buy pie filling in a can.
Uh-huh. Turn it over. Turn up the gas. Yeah, let's stop setting my arm on fire here. And the berries seemed awfully watery to me, so this is probably not going to be my finest work. But, you know, it's not bad. I think kids would still love this.
Oh, that looks good.
Actually, this looks great. You know what? I think... some sprinkled sugar on it, a little powdered sugar. Oh, the one thing to remember is this gets super hot. So, you know, keep it away from the
almost
kids,
like a flame.
And Charlie Dog. I'll just show you how hot it is. I'm just going to... Okay.
Wow.
Can you believe me? That's how hot it is. So be very careful with it. Okay, toast tight. Get your orders in now. Get your hotsy-totsy, toasty-hotsy... The Di Bartola Maz Madest writer, chef, and the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. Bye.
That's really cool. And on the Amazon page, they have grilled cheese.
Yes, and you know what? There's one thing I want to make is it's great. Is they said take waffles instead of bread.
Oh, like Eggo
and
waffles.
And then you you could put the berry filling in the middle of it. And then make a waffle sandwich with berries.
Wow. This is an interesting little product. And it only takes 2 minutes. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And the Pam is really fast. I think when I was a kid, we didn't have Pam. We used to take a stick of butter and do it inside. But and with a Pam, you can do it in a split second. Anything laying around the house, you can... make not only a sandwich, but you can make your own dessert.
Wow. And it looked like it made a really good crust.
It does make a good crust. And
weird?
It did, even though the bread was a millimeter shorter than the Toast-Tight, it did make it leak-proof. The berries didn't come out the back, like they said. So, yeah. Pretty neat. And what did you say the new price is on Amazon?
Currently, the regular size is $23.79.
Okay.
And the XL handled it was the same price, actually. $23.68.
So okay.
So that's different.
That's right. So if you're going to do it over a campfire, you want to be back a little further. So the extended handle. What do you think it is with Amazon that... the prices change almost daily.
Yeah, they scan the rest of the internet and see what the prices are, and I'm sure based off of their availability and demand and stock and...
I think demand, because I notice after we talk about something, usually 2 days later, it's a buck more.
Yeah.
I forget, well, hey, we're selling a lot of these. Let's just raise that a buck.
Right. And I think it's all computer driven, and it'll just happen automatically.
Yeah, you think they have computers at Amazon?
You know, I'm not sure. The last time I checked, I thought it was mostly typewriters and
yellow pads.
Yellow
and
pads.
I heard that they employ close to 5 million clerks.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, yeah, and yeah. And they're also the largest buyer of vinyl coverings. For typewriters.
I would think so.
That's what they do there at Amazon. Amazon, just like you're trekking through the Amazon in the 1950s.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. That's pretty neat. I'm actually pretty impressed, and I kind of wanted to try the Toast-Tight.
Especially
camping. That'd be...
You know, that is. Just bring a loaf of bread, and you can pretty much make gourmet, at least to me, gourmet luncheons and dinners and pies.
And it's kind of like condiments. You get to choose whatever you put into it. You know, you can choose the whatever amount of ketchup you want. You can put what you can choose what you put into your own toast tight.
Yes, that's what's great. You don't like pizza. You don't have to. Nine people are ordering a humongous pizza,
right?
And trying to get everybody to agree on what it is, so you can make individual pizzas with this. And one person can do their anchovies, and one person can do whatever they want. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, Becky has an interesting point. Can you use this on an electric burner?
You know, I don't see
right on there.
I think you probably could. I think the thing would be just experiment with how long to leave it on.
Right.
But I don't think it'd be a problem. Anyway, I'm doing some all my things.
It I know says yes
you're
on the,
you're
on the
rounding answer. Out your whole month of a drinking gadget.
Yep.
I'm just doing three cooking type gadgets.
Love it.
So the second one also is good if you're taking the toast tight to the campsite or a barbecue. Another gadget that would fit right in is the barbecue dragon. Now, according to Amazon, the barbecue dragon is one of the best selling devices of summer 2014 so far, and a lot of reviews. I forgot how many, but I think it got 4.6 stars. So the reviews are fairly decent. And basically what it is you start the barbecue. And, you know, it flames up. But the thing is, you don't cook on the barbecue until they start glowing.
Right,
red.
The charcoals need to be ready for a barbecue to start. Right. I got one right here.
You have one?
In fact, yes. Yeah, so this is the barbecue dragon.
Oh, good. Okay, good. I talk about it here. So it's stainless?
It's stainless steel. It has a cool articulating arm here.
Has a mega strong
clamp
grip on the end.
Right. And so this would be for putting it right on the edge of the barbecue. Now, this is plastic, so it could, you know, theoretically melt. But you can clamp it to, you know, a handle, the handle of the barbecue, something like that. And then you can articulate this. And all this is, right here in the middle, is a fan. And all it does...
A variable speed fan. But the fan directs the breeze exactly where you want it.
Right.
And I think we have a little time-lapse video. Josh, you had that little video from...
The barbecue dragon on the other product. Yeah, and so you put the air directly onto the coals, and they'll light up.
So this is time-lapse. So you went from starting the barbecue to grilling on the barbecue in 10 minutes.
Right.
Which is far faster than would normally happen.
And there's a few other things, like there's little chimneys that you can put stuff under, but... Getting the coals started and getting them warmed up is normally the longest process of barbecuing. Once you have the coals ready, you can start throwing, you know, your vegetables and things onto the grill and start grilling. But don't be confused. This is not. There's no heating element. This isn't a glorified hairdryer. This is just pure air that's coming out just to give the flame inside of the coals enough oxygen to catch on fire faster.
Exactly. Now, did you notice a USB port on the side?
Yeah, it has so it needs battery to charge, and it just has a micro USB port.
Right. So what they do is that they sell a recharging kit box, but with our audience, I'm sure everybody has or can easily get four AA rechargeables.
Right.
And then plug it into your computer, or on your way to the barbecue, plug it into a cigarette lighter, whatever you have that an AC plug, whatever you have that terminates in a micro SD, you can plug it in. Put in rechargeable batteries because it just comes with regular batteries.
Don't put in rechargeable batteries.
That USB thing would be really convenient if you're, you know, with your computer right next to your barbecue.
Right, you just plug it.
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that.
Yeah.
It's $59.95 on Amazon, or at least it was 31 seconds ago.
Right.
I don't know what it is now. It's more expensive on the company website.
It's $49.99 now.
$49.99. Is it Amazon Prime or not?
It is, yes.
It's Amazon Prime, so that makes it cheaper than the company website. On the company website, it's $59.99 with free shipping. But on Amazon, if you're Amazon Prime, you want to call 911, I think.
It'll clamp to all sorts.
Ouch. Wow, you're brave.
Don't do that.
I'm going to say, that's a...
But on your fingers, it's fine. Your nose, too much cartilage. And Leo actually reviewed the barbecue dragon on Before You Buy. Some of the things he mentioned on the pros, it's very easy to use. You just have a turn dial. It has some nice features.
Oh, there he is.
We got the price wrong. On the cons, he wished that it had a suction cup, Con is a suction cup. Cable heat. Not sure what that means at all. And it feels cheap was his cons.
I don't think it felt cheap.
Yeah, I kind of agree. He is using it with his... that's another thing that you could use to get
charcoal. Is that what a chimney is? I read about it, that thing that Leo just pulled out.
Yeah, that's a chimney. Chimney. Yeah. A charcoal chimney. So now he's put the barbecue dragon on, and you can sort of see the flames and ash kind of blowing around.
Yeah. It's working pretty good.
Yeah.
It's working pretty good.
It worked out really well for him. So if starting your coals or charcoals is something you got to do fast, barbecue dragon might be the product for you.
There you go.
Perfect.
Okay.
Cool.
Food-related item number three is from Amazon, and I bought it just because I like the name. It is the Onion Goggles.
Onion Goggles.
I thought it was going to be something weird where I would have, like, onions on a frame.
Right.
And you could go to Mad Magazine and they say, what is that? And I say, what, my onion goggles? What are you...
I needed to cry. I was just feeling down. I hadn't gotten a good cry out lately, so I put on my onion goggles.
Exactly. But onion goggles are a little different, and here is a GizWiz video to show you exactly what they are.
Dick DiBartolo, man's menace right on the GizWiz.
That is a sad sight.
It's true. When you chop onions, you cry. Because... this little onion was alive 24 hours ago, and now it was hit by a knife, and it just splattered all over this cutting board. No, okay, so it is true. When you chop onions, you tear up. But you don't have to, because there are onion goggles from RSVP, and they're from Amazon, and I'll read a little bit here. Say goodbye to tearing, stinging, irritated eyes when chopping, mincing, dicing, slicing onions and their relatives.
Cool.
Wait, you got to go find their relatives?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, and their relatives, leeks, scallions, and chives. Wearing
those
the
relatives.
Stylish... Okay.
Stylish.
The stylish and comfortable onion goggles protects the eyes from irritating onion vapors. Okay, so we're going to try that.
Now, Do they come in prescriptions?
A foam around the frame here, which has to fit up against your face so the vapors don't go up against your eyes. So if you wear eyeglasses, you're probably out of luck because you need to have these.
They kind of look like ski goggles.
They do.
So I'll see how I do without the eyeglasses. Okay, so I'm going to go back to mincing the onion. And...
Dick, that's a lemon.
Oh, I told you I need. Oh, here they are. Oh, okay. Yeah. Is this onion?
Those eyeglasses.
Okay, right. That's onion.
But
okay,
I was seeing everything in 3D, which was good.
Oh, good.
chopping knees. Stop chopping. I'm going to actually do, ooh, gosh.
You're right.
And they are pungent. Putting them, you know, I can feel it in my nose, but this time it's not affecting my eyes. So I would say that they do work. That foam, I guess, keeps the vapors from going up to the, I can still smell them, but the foam is letting the onion vapors not go up into my eyes. So I'm not crying. I can no longer read the paper, but I do know that they're $20. They're on Amazon. If you don't like this green, you'll be happy to know. I think they come like an orange and pink. They're also anti-fog.
Oh, so I was wondering that.
If you want to chop onions in the shower, you can probably do that too. That's it. Onion goggles, Amazon, under $20. Dick DiBartolo, the Gizwiz, making his world-famous spaghetti sauce. And it's world-famous because basically this is the only ingredient. So it tends to be on the oniony side.
World's famous That's for it. Being really bad.
Bye.
Yes.
Yeah, I hate to keep stealing your products, but we have those
word,
guys
you
in
got
here
those
as well.
Too.
Yeah, so.
Oh, wow, those look like you could chop big, big onions.
Yeah,
this is
the pro version.
Wow.
Been a pro onion cutter for a few years now. I don't know if you've heard of me. But this is the equipment that we use on the pro onion cutting circuit.
The pro circuit. Are you on the pro onion circuit?
Yeah.
Are you appearing in Petaluma now this week?
I'm going to get some sponsors soon. And, we're doing the Marin County Fair this weekend. So.
Wow.
Don't know if you've heard of me.
Yeah. What are you? Mr. Onions. Isn't that your...
Mr. Onions. Yeah.
Mr. Onions.
Yeah.
Who has a lot
Mr.
of appeal.
Mr. Onions Don't Cry.
I know, yeah.
That's the full name. Mr. Onions Don't Cry. Nice. Onion shopping master. I was actually really concerned about the fogging because the way that ski goggles work is they let in just a small amount of air so that the temperature is about the same and you won't get any condensation on one side or the other. So if they're sealed so that air can't get through, which is what you'd need to have onion vapors, it seems like one side would fog up. But, hey, they put anti-fog stuff on them.
That's so. What the anti... Yeah, I see. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they come in three stylish colors.
Three stylish colors. No waiting. Are they still $19.95?
Yeah, they are. They are, luckily.
All right, so that price hasn't changed.
Yes, yes. That is the price currently, so... That's good. That's really good.
Excellent.
Yeah. And they got 4.4 stars out of 352 reviews on Amazon. So that's...
That is not bad.
Not bad. Not bad
that
at all.
That is not bad.
Well, that is pretty perfect. Coming up next, we have my crappy corner. We also have, of course, the warehouse and a really great letter. But first, we have to thank our first sponsor, NatureBox. You are trying to eat right all the time. And so I always, there's never a time that I wake up in the morning and go, man, I'd really like to eat really poorly today. But sometimes it's hard. It's hard to stay on track. And NatureBox really helps me keep on track with great tasting, healthy snacks. And on top of that, if I have something that I'm trying, like I went on a low-carb diet recently and... NatureBox could really help me out with that because if you go to their website, you start looking for snacks, which is always where any diet gets me is with the snacks. You can drill down by a whole bunch of different options, and one of them is low carb, which is really nice. They also have vegan, soy-free, gluten-conscious, lactose-free, nut-free, or non-GMO. And to see, there's the 15 carbs or less option that I was just talking about. You can also drill down by taste, which is really great. So let's say you want something spicy. You just choose spicy. Or maybe you got a sweet tooth. You want something sweet. You can choose that one as well. Or savory if you want something a little bit more filling. That's an option as well. I just love... There's so many different snacks. I just go and start browsing around and start looking. The lemon pistachios, oh my gosh, they're just up a little bit. And there's the chili lime pistachios too. I just love their pistachios, really good. The lemon pucker pistachios Absolutely love these. And I have currently by my desk pumpkin seeds, the roasted pumpkin seeds. Oh, so good. We actually have a box here, just to kind of show off what you get. What you're signing up for is is a subscription service. And so every month you'll just get a box delivered to you. You can, of course, go online and choose which snacks you want. We kind of have a loaded box. You normally just get five options, but we're showing them all off. Oh, the sriracha roasted cashews. I was devouring these. These are so good. They have just the right amount of sriracha.
Chad, have you had the baked cheddar potato fries?
The baked cheddar potato fries? Yeah. I have not had those. What?
Oh, they are great. Oh.
Oh. I was, these roasted garlic pumpkin seeds are what I have next to my desk.
Oh.
Love these. They're just, so perfect. And they even have the little popcorn. This is coffee kettle popcorn. Oh man. I just cannot speak enough of how apple pie oat clusters. Oh my gosh.
That's good. I've had those.
I have had these too. Just the perfect amount of like apple flavoring in these guys, but yeah, and the toasted cheddar sticks are also my alternative to Cheetos, because who wants to, these have kind of that Cheeto toasted cheddar flavor, and just absolutely love these, except that they're with cheddar sesame sticks instead of, you know, whatever the heck is in Cheetos. What I would suggest is try them out. We have a super deal for you, 50% off your first box, just to try them out at naturebox.com/twit. There you'll just sign up, choose which five snacks you want sent your way, and then they'll just be delivered to you month after month, which is so nice to wake up and have a Nature Box delivered to your front door. It's a good day when snacks just arrive, and you know that what you're eating is awesome, and you're just gonna absolutely love it. Oh, we love Nature Box. We have a whole cabinet full of Nature Box here at Twit, and we can't keep the employees away from them. In fact, these boxes
That's
have to be sealed away.
That's why we have that big lock.
Oh, dude, really? These are hidden. These boxes are hidden. Get away! I can see people are coming over here.
Yeah,
Alex is walking by, but. Anyway, Nature Box is absolutely great. I think that you're going to really enjoy it. So naturebox.com/twit is the offer code and the place. And I have lost my box. Josh cut away, and now it's gone. I don't know what happened to it. Yep. So thanks so much, Nature Box, for supporting the show. Naturebox.com/twit.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the fifth and final gadget or gadgets with Chad's theme for July, drinking gadgets.
But you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner.
Getting ready for school.
The theme makes it official. Oh, my word.
Getting ready for school, Dickie D. Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, I'm a Minecraft aficionado. And,
I know.
This is kind of a bonus gadget. It's the end of the month. There's so much going on. But we also wanted to throw in this is a creeper backpack that I'm also going to be showing off on OMG Craft a little bit.
Great.
But first we're wrapping up the end of the month. So this is the last of the drinking month. And next month, let me find what is next month. It's at the bottom. Our doc.
We had a straw poll, and viewers voted.
Viewers voted for what next month would be. There it is, found it. And they have decided that next month will be home improvement. Now, I got to call shenanigans on this vote, because we looked at this yesterday, and Pets was winning. Within a few hours, over like 70 votes came in. This is super shenanigans, but we're going to give it to home improvement anyway. Somebody did some nefarious voting, but you know what? We like all of these gadgets. One thing that I thought would be nice was school is coming up pretty soon, school season. So I want to show off this quick, silly little backpack. It's just a little creeper backpack. If you're a fan of Minecraft, you'll be a fan of this backpack. It has a few openings. And then inside one of these compartments is our first gadget that we're going to show off.
Oh, how clever.
And it also has a compartment for your laptop. It's amazing that even children's backpacks now have laptop compartments. So here we have a few things to round out drinking month. This can be found at ThinkGeek, by the way. So first, we are going to show off, you may have seen this on TV, the Wow Cup. Have you heard of this cup?
No, I have not.
The Wow Cup. It's actually, surprisingly, kind of a popular thing that I've seen on television a few times, the television ads for it. The idea is that this is a cup that will prevent spills, but you can also drink around the edge all 360 degrees. What's funny is inside of this, you also get... You could buy the Infinite Love Ring. Comes with some nice, you know, promotional material for the Infinite Love Ring. If you want to get that special someone who's also using a sippy cup, the Infinite Love Ring, that is an option.
I wonder who did the marketing for that.
Not quite sure. But with the Wow Cup, there are a few things you should know is that you shouldn't put carbonated drinks into the Wow Cup. So this is more for juices or water or something like that. I have some Gatorade.
Wine.
Okay.
Wine. You can use it with wine. Yeah, absolutely. So it's just this top part is where all of the mechanics are. And there's not really mechanics. It's just a plastic cup. And then the bottom part is just a plain old cup. Did we wash this? No. Okay. Anyway, hopefully it comes direct from the manufacturer fairly clean. Pour your drink in. There's a fill line, which I filled it up to. And then, here, I got to clean up this area. Perfect. There's the fill line. There's a hair in there. Let's fish that out. There we go. It looked like a little plastic hair. And then the cap of the cup will just lock right on with just a small half turn.
Did you, like, screw it on or did you push it on?
I screwed it on.
Screwed it on. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, just screwed it on. I don't understand where that liquid came from. There's some liquid in the middle at that little dot, but I can't figure out where it came from. So the idea of the Wow Cup, or how to use the Wow Cup, is there's two pieces to this lid. And we could read, let's just read the instructions, just verbatim. Usage. If using juice with pulp, strain before pouring into the cup. The pulp may clog the valve ring, preventing the liquid to flow. After filling the cup to the fill line inside of the cup with your desired amount of liquid that is below the fill line, okay, Captain Redundant Captain, snap the valve and zero the hole, seriously turn the cup. Examine the Wow Cup for excess wear before giving the cup to your child. This is not.
For
I wanted to learn
wear,
how to use
right
the
from
cup.
The factory?
Read the side of the box.
Oh, the side of the box is how we use it. Here we go. Unscrew the lid. Place the lid back on. No carbonated or hot beverages. Place mouth anywhere on the 360 degree Uniflow drinking edge. Tilt the cup.
The Uniflow.
By the way, just to point out, this is you know the rec. Ooh, it dropped a little bit. Recommended, like, it's not going to spill. We've gotten one drop, but that might have been in there to begin with. And I think that here, if you cut to the table, I think that I could drop this. Yeah. See, that was the one drop that fell out. But other than that, I'd say that's a pretty good seal.
That's pretty neat.
And that was all the way full. Okay, so how to drink out of it. Put your mouth up to the 360-degree Uniflow drinking edge. Tilt the cup back and gently suck. While gently sucking, push your upper lip down on the valve. The liquid will flow between the silicone valve and the valve ring. When you stop sucking, the drinking edge will reseal itself, preventing spills. So inside of this cap, it's a little bit hard to see.
Suck down on the silicone valley? What?
this silicone valve is what's keeping all of the liquid inside. So I have to basically push on the edge of the silicon cup and then suck.
You push on it with your finger?
No, just like with your teeth or upper lip. It's kind of working.
Okay.
It's, yeah, it works. It works. Yeah, it's just, it's a little bit difficult.
There's no plastic taste because of what you're doing?
It's just not incredibly satisfying.
Probably hard to chug.
Like, I'm just, yeah, I'm used to just kind of getting liquid, and it's like I have to work for it.
Yeah,
okay. With the WoW cup, but.
So what age is this? Does it say an age? Like, is it?
12 months and up. So
12
year
months
and up.
So, yeah. So putting the ad for the ring in there is really hitting their target audience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, I mean, so as soon as you.
You've seen, you saw it was filled up to the fill line. So when
yeah,
that amount,
yes. Oh, yeah. So now show us that you really drank.
I did.
Because you could be faking
magically,
it.
There's liquid that
wow.
has disappeared. So you can get liquid out, but it's definitely a little bit more work than you're probably used to.
Okay.
But you know, even with air in there, there's like a tiny amount of, you know, I'd say that this is a fairly, oh, wow. Okay, well, if we hit it just a little bit weird, but still, that's less than the half full cup, the
yep.
WoW cup.
Yeah.
This was $10. We just bought this at a restaurant supply company. You can also buy it online, of course.
Yeah, I looked on Amazon. It was a few cents under $11.
Yeah, I wonder if I just peel back the... If I just peel back the liquid or the cap, if I just. That's a good representation about how much liquid you're getting out every single time you try to suck through this valve, is like this much.
Yeah. Wow, it's a dangerous job you have there.
Yeah, just about. Could I get a napkin? Here, Sue.
Just wipe it on the drape.
Hey,
there you go.
The drape's probably dirtier than my face. Okay,
I
so
think.
That is the WoW cup.
The WoW cup. Okay.
I would say, you know what, it's okay. It's pretty much okay.
Especially for the target audience, where
yeah.
they would be knocking it over and really spilling a lot.
Right, right.
Okay.
So, next, and of course, you know, great offer for the Infinity Ring included with the WoW cup. Next is Slushy Magic. Now, you had shown off the Insta Slushy, which you would squeeze the cup and make some
yes,
slushy.
Yes, yes. Mine was called Chill Factory.
Chill
so
Factory.
This is different than that.
This is different than that. So inside of here, you have the instructions. You have a straw. Here we are. So you can kind of... I think you got the same straw in yours, basically.
I got the same straw, right. It was a spoon straw.
Then you get a cup, and then inside of this cup are sort of these ice packs inside of here. And we've already taken our ice packs and put them into the freezer. So they're actually very cold. And they're not 100% hard yet. Maybe if we left them for a little bit longer, they would. Now, the idea is that we put these ice packs into the thing. Right now... Read the yellow. The yellow. Okay. Jeff is telling me, I must read this yellow piece of paper before we start. For best results, allow the magic freezer cubes to freeze completely before use. There's an asterisk on that. 3 hours for most freezers. Avoid using diet or unsweetened drinks. Apparently, those are bad. Taste really bad. Place magic freezer cubes in the cup and fill to the fill line with your favorite cold drink. This is definitely a cold drink of Shasta. Shasta.
I thought it was pronounced Shasta.
Shasta. People are getting on me because last time I did not pronounce it correctly. Care for the magic cubes. You be aware. Open slightly. Magic slushy normal content. I don't know. Words. So, I don't need to read the second half of that. Okay, good. So, where's the fill line on this thing? It's on the inside. Oh, there it is. So there's a blue fill line.
Okay.
So we will fill up.
And that's not diet, right?
No, this is Caffeine Rush. Woo! Wow. Mountain Rush is the flavor that
we've
chosen.
Full octane Mountain Rush.
Now, with this one, we can use a carbonated thing. So that's up on the fill line. So it says soda as any juice, chocolate milk, lemonade, soda, punch, and more. So then
punch and Judy.
Then we attach the cap. And there's a little hole right here. I guess I cover that up before I shake it. And then you just shake it. Here, I'm going to cover it up. Just why not?
Okay.
And then, I don't want to shake it too much.
Shake a lot.
Well, you're going to make, because you're going to make a slushy, right?
Right.
So you're probably going to have to shake it for a couple minutes.
For a couple minutes? Side to side?
No.
Okay, wait. What are you, okay, like that. Okay. Oh man, we always get this set so messy. Care and cleaning. It doesn't say. Oh no, it says up and down. It says up and down. That's what we want. Place your finger over the hole in the lid. Shake for 1 to 2 minutes until desired slushiness. For carbonated drinks, lift your finger off the hole every 2 to 3 shakes to allow some pressure to release.
Let's go to the goodness.
Okay, yeah. While I'm shaking this, let's go to the soap of the month.
It's time for the soap of the month.
Hello, it's this time's soap of the month. And this month I'm here with Frank. Where are you from, Frank?
New Jersey,
cool. So we are going to test out this soap. And every month I've had a difficulty opening the soap. So this month we have it all presented for you on a plate already. So pick that baby up. Use our sink to wash your hands. And the question I like to ask people, go ahead, jump right in. Is, how does it feel? Would you use this in your home, do you think?
Yeah.
And then
soap is soap.
It's still soap.
Soap. Okay.
Are you getting any whiffs of what
this
might
smell like? I think that is their slogan, by the way.
Yeah, I do have a scent.
Are you okay?
It smells like grapes.
It kind of smells like synthetic grapes, it's like not. Something like almost in Bed Bath & Beyond or something. But that's not quite it yet, but my hint that I'll give you is that it is an ingredient in the final product of what this soap is supposed to smell like.
It smells so familiar.
Yeah, I know. We showed it off to a few people in the office, and their answer was also grapes. So you're part of the majority. And the color on this one will help, but I guess it's purple. So maybe it won't help so much.
If it's purple and it's not grape, then what could it be?
It's actually supposed to be red wine.
It doesn't smell like red wine.
Doesn't smell like red wine.
Not at all.
Now, we offer the soap to the person who did the soap of the month. Do you want to take this one home, or you think you're okay? Perfect.
I would definitely use it.
Perfect.
My great smelling soap.
Yeah. Thanks so much for being on, Frank.
My pleasure.
Woo! I don't know if I can confirm. Was that 60 seconds? Was that a minute?
Oh, that's a minute, I would think.
Totally. We're still not quite at slushy levels yet. Now, we did put the cubes in for 3 hours into the freezer, but maybe our freezer wasn't frozen enough, and our cubes...
Was it plugged in? Was the freezer plugged in?
It definitely was. It was running.
Okay. You can make that joke
if you want. So we don't know. It doesn't quite tell you how vigorously to shake. I want to shake it about this consistency, because I'm assuming that it'll crystallize at some point. But Jeff wants me to shake it like this, like a lot. So there's inconsistency on how fast to shake.
Well, I think you should do 15 seconds of each and alternate them.
This is, like, difficult. Like, this is a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
Okay, I'm going to... There's three instructions. Okay, add, pour, and then shake. That was the third instruction. So... These don't have like any ice in them anymore. They're not they're cold, but they're not like icy cold. You're not supposed to take them out? Are you kidding? I'm not gonna drink my slushy now we have very, very flat Mountain Rush. I think that this was user error. Yeah, it's just cold, flat Mountain Rush. Well, slushy magic, I think it was user error so far.
I don't know. It seemed like you pretty much did what they wanted.
Yeah, I mean, we did throw them in for 3 hours. I remember you coming back to the studio. That was 3 hours ago. But yeah, these are just liquid now. They're definitely way cold, but yeah. Then they were pretty solid when I started. So, well, that's slushy magic. How much is this thing?
$10.
Also about $11.
Yeah, almost about $11. Yeah. So there you go. Are these machine washable? I wonder. No. You gotta stew them with soap. And it gives you ideas: chocolate milk slushy, 8 ounces of milk, 2 tablespoons of chocolate syrup. If you want to make a cherry soda slushy, you could do 8 ounces of cola, 2 tablespoons of cherry syrup. It gives you a few.
Web0179 said it's probably global warming that.
I think it is global warming. Let's blame it on global warming or possibly what was
studio lights.
Yeah, studio lights. There we go. There we go. So that is the slushy magic for $10. Moving on, it's now time for Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Yes.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
What do you got for us this week, Diggity?
Our Gadget Warehouse starts with a little email. Love the show. Kids and I love Mad Magazine, too. My submission is a double feature, and I will post the products he talks about in the second half. So let's look at Matthew Scott's viewer video of the week.
Hi, Dick. Hi, Chad. Hello, everyone else out there in GizWiz land. I have a little double feature today of some of my favorite gadgets. I don't have a lot in my warehouse because I've moved a lot in the last 15 years and I've always tried to kind of pare things down. But there is one that I use almost every day, and that is this letter opener. Nowadays, you can get one for like $5 when you add it to your next Amazon order, or you can probably go to some business conference somewhere and just kind of roam around the aisles and pick one up. This one is special to me because my dad got it on a business trip when I was younger. So I've had this for at least 20 years. The markings on the back are C and D hit. And then in the corner it says Taiwan. Still works great. I'm going to show you a quick little demo here. On one side, we have some ways of opening letters with your fingers or your hands. There's a cool little trick, the third one, opening it on the side. On the right, I'm opening, I forget how many, like 5 letters, I think, just all in order with the letter opener. You know, it doesn't help you stop piling up mail, but maybe the pile can grow a little slower because you can at least peek in and get the junk mail out right away. So at least it's important stuff that you're putting off. So anyway, the second in my little double feature here is this combination of gadgets. First, we have my old iPhone 4S. Then we have this is a Samson MK10 microphone boom stand. What this is connected to is an OnStage CM01. It's a microphone stand to tripod adapter. And then on top of that, the Glyph, that's spelled G-L-I-F, and I believe that started out as a Kickstarter. But all of this stuff I ordered off of Amazon. It's a little, it's a tripod adapter
for your iPhone. I did see that on Kickstarter.
Make them sized for the newer iPhones and maybe some other phones by now too. What I thought was cool about this, instead of a standard tripod, is that it made it very easy to just, I could adjust the adapter here, and I can point it straight down at my desk And that's why I actually got all of this stuff was I wanted to manipulate and draw some things on a surface, and I wanted the camera to point straight down. It was a lot of fun just kind of putting all the pieces together and figuring out how that worked. So, well, I love the show, and thanks for watching, and looking forward to the next GizWiz. Bye.
That's perfect. Thank you so much, Matthew. That's great.
So Matthew, yeah, it was very clever. And the list of the three parts that he used in the second half of his video are on my website along with his note. And Matthew's going to get some crap from us, but we need more videos. We are pretty much out of videos. So actually, Matthew went through, that's the most production value we've ever had.
That was great.
In the video.
That editing quality was amazing.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about that. Just, you know, the make sure you're in it, or at least the gadget you're talking about is in it, that and that we can hear you. Those are the big pluses. So you can send us a video with my favorite gadget. I bought a piece of crap. If you bought something you hate, I invented this. If indeed you invented something, or our favorite, my gadget warehouse, any piece of crap that for some reason you can't throw out. Just make a little video, 1-2, maximum of 3 minutes. Post it on YouTube and send us the link to the video. It's gizwiz@twit.tv. And hopefully you'll see it very soon. Hopefully someone will do it really quick, and you might see it on the very next show. Gizwiz@twit.tv. And all the rules, not rules, but all the categories we want to also at gizwiz.biz. So get those videos in, and fast!
Woohoo! That's awesome. And thanks for sending that in, Matthew, and thanks in advance for the people who are going to send in new videos.
Yes.
And moving on to the letter. Woo! Woo! It's a little head-banging classic there.
I know, and our letter is about letter themes. It's from Wesley Deland. And the subject is rarely used themes. And Wesley writes, I was browsing Dan Luder's GizWiz page, reminiscing about all the old daily themes, when I stumbled upon the letters themes. It seems to me that three of the letters themes are rarely used. The three he mentions are Bing, 60 Cools, and chant. I think it would be cool to bring those back to the show. Keep up the great work, Dick and Chad, and even Jeff. I hope the show continues for a long time and makes it to 2,000 episodes. And signed, Wes D. So, Josh, why don't you play two of those?
Which one do we want to start with?
Chant? Oh, Bing. No, Bing. You're Bing. Right on Bing. Yeah.
Start on Bing. Let's do Bing. So the Bing lettuce, rarely heard lettuce theme.
I love that one. Here come the GizWiz letters now. I love that one.
Okay, we need to add these.
The Bing, that'd be a
thing. Should we do all three of them?
Yes,
yeah,
sure.
Cool.
60's cool?
Yeah, 60's yep. cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And okay. Let's just take it down a notch by doing the GizWiz letters chant.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like I need a cloak.
Wow.
Wow.
bring back Bing in 60s cool.
Yeah, I don't know about Chance so much.
I don't know either.
I love this one. Here come the letters. Ah, it's like swinging. I do more slicked back hair, you know?
Yeah. Woo! Actually, I think it was a Padre who wrote in and said, why aren't you playing Chant more often?
Right. Padre, I'm sorry. We'll do it for you someday.
Wesley D-Land, thank you so much for reminding us that thanks to Dan Luders, we had far more lettuce themes than we recall. And so we're going to add them to the TriCaster, which means Josh will never find them again.
Nope.
So at
I
least
won't.
We heard them once.
Right. That's really, really neat.
This is also on that site, by the way.
Okay.
Coming this summer.
People wielding their sports.
On the GW.
It's a different kind of sport.
Sports. The television event of the season.
Demanding law and order wherever.
What?
Sport.
Spork is one me.
It's about a spork as you can get.
It's spork, yeah. We used to have a running joke about sporks.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have a running joke about sporks?
I don't think you can take a spork seriously.
No, that's true.
That's really amazing. Okay, very cool. And don't forget to play the What the Heck Is It game at gizwiz.biz. There you can see.
I know what it is, by the way.
Oh, you found out?
No, a reader found out, but I can't give you any hint. Someone said, Dick. And they sent me a picture of it, and everything around the picture is in Japanese, but I know what it is now.
Oh, that's great. This is the gadget that no one knew, and now two people know what it is. Not even Dick himself knew at the beginning of this What the Heck Is It round. But if you have an idea of what it is, send it in. So far, there's only one correct answer then?
So far, well, I haven't gone through them all.
Right.
It's just that someone, the thing was, Dick, here's the answer you're seeking. So that one I opened already.
Got it. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. There is a, on the side of the website, just go ahead and click the What the Heck Is It game. And you yourself can put in your answer for What the Heck Is This. And this is a whole gadget, not just a piece of it or a part of it. I think it's pretty obvious. This is a double tongue depressor for when you need to, when you have a patient that has two tongues, you need to depress both of them at once to check, see if their tonsils are okay.
Could be.
Absolutely. So there are up to 12 autographed Mad Magazines, the current issue, for those who get it correct, but 24... for cute, silly, fun, awesome, clever answers. So we applaud cleverness and silliness here at the GizWiz. So
exactly.
Definitely send in your silly answers, and you'll be getting the October 2014 edition of
Yes,
Mad
which
Mads.
Is a very special issue that you especially will want to own, Chad. Mm. Okay, I just leave you with that.
Oh.
Just leave you with that.
I'm so excited.
As well you should be.
Oh, that's really exciting. Oh, should I guess so I can get a copy?
Oh, no, you'll get a copy no matter what.
Because I don't want to pay
As soon as we get some back from the printer and I get the okay from our esteemed editor.
I'm so excited. Oh, that is so exciting. Very cool. So definitely play What the Heck Is It. And next month, we have a new theme for you, home improvements. You guys voted nefariously, and we have decided to keep up on our promise. So you'll see home improvement gadgets for me next week. And
we're doing it on Fridays now.
Right. And we're going to move it back every
and
day.
And then Saturday.
Yep. And then Sunday. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, Monday, we'll
keep our viewers now, on our toes. Keep them limber.
Now, we're on Thursdays. We like Thursdays.
Yes. We love Thursdays. We're going to get out of here in time for Twitch this week in Computer Hardware.
Good.
And if you want to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode, you can do so at twit.tv/gizwiz or GW. Either one works. And also watch us live on Thursdays. GW does not work, so don't listen to me.
I tell lies. Giz. GIZ works.
GizWiz. There we go. Or just Giz. And that about wraps it up for this week. See you next week on the GizWiz.
I'll be here.
Weekly Daily GizWiz.